For a while, nobody said anything, and Zaphod realized that the robots were obviously not here to make conversation, and that it was up to him.
"I can't help noticing that you have parked your ship," he said with a nod of one of his heads in the appropriate direction. "Through mine."
There was no denying this. Without regard for any kind of proper dimensional behaviour, they had simply materialised their ship precisely where they wanted it to be, which meant that it was simply locked through the heart of gold as if they were nothing more than two combs. Again, they made no response to this, and Zaphod wondered if the conversation would gather any momentum if he phrased his part of it in the form of questions.
"Haven't you?" he added.
"Yes,"
replied the robot.
"Ah, okay," said Zaphod. "So, what are you cats doing here?"
Silence.
"Robots," said Zaphod. "What are you robots doing here?"
"We have come,"
rasped the robot,
"for the gold bale."
Zaphod nodded. He waggled his gun to invite further elaboration. The robot seemed to understand this.
"The gold bale is part of the key we seek,"
continued the robot,
"to release our masters from cricket."
Zaphod nodded again. He waggled his gun again.
"The key,"
continued the robot simply,
"was disintegrated in time and space. The golden bale is embedded in the device which drives your ship. It will be reconstituted in the key. Our masters shall be released. The universal readjustment will continue."
Zaphod nodded again.
"What are you talking about?" he said.
A slightly pained expression seemed to cross the robot's totally expressionless face. He seemed to be finding the conversation depressing.
"Obliteration,"
it said.
"We seek the key,"
it repeated.
"We already have the wooden pillar, the steel pillar, and the perspex pillar. In a moment, we will have the gold bale."
"No, you won't."
"We will,"
stated the robot.
"No, you won't. It makes my ship work."
"In a moment,"
repeated the robot patiently,
"we will have the gold bale."
"You will not,"
said Zaphod.
"And then we must go,"
said the robot, in all seriousness,
"to a party."
"Oh,"
said Zaphod, startled.
"Can I come?"
"No,"
said the robot.
"We are going to shoot you."
"Oh, yeah?"
said Zaphod, waggling his gun.
"Yes,"
said the robot, and they shot him. Zaphod was so surprised that they had to shoot him again before he fell down.